Congress debates which debt reduction plan to embrace. The threat of losing our AAA credit rating looms closer. But would any of these plans actually do enough to save us from a ratings downgrade? With us now is senior fellow at the Mercatus Center, Veronique DeRuggi. Veronique, S&P has already seemed to me that they've laid it out that no matter what happens, we're going to eventually have our ratings lowered, because I don't know that we have the political will right now to make the kind of spending cuts that they're demanding.
Listen, I mean, I don't know very much about the political will, but what I know is that S&P sent a very, very clear signal, and that signal says if you don't have a $4 trillion planned, and if that plan is actually not credible, which means that it can be implemented and sustained throughout, you know, the next 10 years, we're going to downgrade you. And there's just none of these plans. None of the plans out there do that.
You know, it's also an interesting part of this, and we've gotten so caught up in raising the debt ceiling. What about the fact that we have $14 trillion in debt already, so we're talking about borrowing another $2.5 trillion? At some point, wouldn't our debt be lowered just by the simple fact that we have such an untenable amount of money we owe everyone?
Well, I mean, you're totally right. I mean, the focus has been on raising the debt ceiling, and people don't understand that you can raise the debt ceiling without a deal. And basically, all it does is that it takes you out of this frying pan that we're in right now and that we don't like being in, because then we can borrow more money, but then it throws us straight into the fire. And believe me, this is even worse.
So where do we go from here then? The August 2nd deadline looms very, very large. The Gang of Six, their package is ambitious, to say the least. Even if everyone agreed on it, I don't trust Washington will be able to even get it through in time.
Well, listen, this August 2nd deadline has been it's pretty much a political deadline. I mean, and it's been moved four times already. What we know is that there's revenue coming in, and what we need to not default on our debts, which is a priority, is that we need to be able to pay the interest on our debts. That's what we need to do. We need to make our debt payments, and that's, you know, that's, there's no discussion about this. And we have $772 billion in revenue coming in until the end of the fiscal year, so within the next 2 months. And we have roughly $30 billion in interest payments. And we need to pay this. We have this money. We have also other ways to pay Social Security, not only based on revenue coming in, but we can, I mean, there are tons of things that actually, you know, Treasury can do. So why don't they do it?
Well, you know what? August 2nd is around the corner. Maybe we may be forced to find this out. And, you know, you talked about political will in the beginning. Maybe we'll learn that a large part of what's going on here is all about politics and not economics, because it sounds to me that you're saying if August 2nd comes, we can still meet our obligations as a country.
And we should. I mean, like, I'm sorry, this is their job. They should make sure that we pay all of our bills. They have the money. And by the way, I mean, the real crisis of leadership comes from the fact that, you know, they haven't thought about this the last 6 months. And they're like telling us, oh, right now, we just don't have money. I mean, what's up with that?
That's the question I've been asking myself every day. What's up with that? Veronique DeRuggi.
What's up with that?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.